We're going to have to start doing Facebook Live if Greg keeps dancing every Saturday. Ken's next online with a question right on topic today, citrus. Welcome to the broadcast, Kim. How may we help you?
Yes, I'm on an irrigated lot, have probably 40 to 50-year-old trees. I've lived here for 35 years, and I've noticed, one of them died. The bark peels off, and then I lose branches, and then they're gone. And so that happened to one, and I noticed a couple of my others are doing the same thing. So do citrus only live for so long, or am I doing something wrong?
Well, there's a book from the 1960s. I can't remember the author. The book is called Oranges, and in Oranges, he found a citrus tree in Europe that was 479 years old.
Oh, there you go.
So, and I have two citrus trees in my backyard that are 90 years old. They were born, okay. They were born or planted in the late 20s, early 30s, because I'm in an old citrus orchard. So,
and I don't really know how old these are. I know The house was built in the 70s. I've been here for 35 years. It could be an old orchard.
Yeah, so really,
but it's not 400 years old.
But
know
not
that.
400, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So really what there is for us to do, and in the last segment we talked about what you put in the hole, the mycorrhizae, the azomite, the worm castings. If you can get your trees fertilized nicely, that is going to help significantly. Because, you know, when we put good stuff in our bodies, or when we put good stuff in the soil, the plants take it up, we take it up, and we're healthier. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to build a nice, healthy environment in the soil around it. So the already established trees, what I'll do is I'll take a sharpshooter shovel, that's the long, skinny shovels, and after an irrigation, I'll drive it in about 6 or 8 inches and create a wedge in the soil, and I'll pour fertilizer in there. You can pour azomite in there. It's organic. You got to use organic fertilizer. Azomite, mycorrhizae, you can put that around the base of the tree. That will help so much.
Okay. And I do compost, but I don't have enough for all my trees.
Right, exactly.
When you do that wedge, is that in one spot, or are you doing that all the way around?
All the way around the tree, six or eight places around the tree.
And you're doing that at the drip edge?
Yeah, not between the trunk and the drip edge,
because
you want to get it down into the roots.
Gotcha. Well, I hope that helps. Kim, what type of citrus are they?
Oh, I've got, the one that died was a mandarin, and then my pink grapefruit is kind of dwindling. Then I've got two really nice juice oranges, which I don't know what kind they are.
Yeah. So your biggest success here is fertilizing with organic fertilizer, azomite, and mycorrhizae. And we have that all available at the pop-up nursery today.
Where is the pop-up nursery? When you pop up, is it always in the same spot?
Always in the same spot. Every year it's So we're near 7th Street in Camelback. The address is actually 4549 North 7th Street. It's a warehouse that a friend of mine owns, and we pop up in there about 20 days a year.
And what's in the pop-up nursery? So, obviously, you just mentioned the
mycorrhizae.
I'm going to get this right. Mycorrhizae.
Yeah.
And
so we got all the supplements to put in your hole and around your trees. This time of year, we're not quite ready for citrus. It froze last night. I don't know if you know it. It did freeze. So I always say plant your citrus after the last frost. So our citrus supply will actually be coming in the week of the 6th of March, so about 10 days out. So we'll have citrus then. You can pre-order your citrus on our website. Right now, we've got the end of the deciduous tree. So we've got apples, peaches, apricots, a few of those. We've got plums. We've got quince, pomegranates, figs. So we've got the end of those. And then we have all your supplies to plant them with, the potting soil and the woody mulch for around the base, like that.
Because y'all do your stone fruits as
bare root.
As bare root.
That means you basically get a stick. It's a pretty healthy stick. But that's the way you pick it up. You take it home and plant it that way, yeah.
Every time I plant a bare root, I feel like the silliest person. Because you said it's a stick. I'm sticking a stick in the ground, and you think, if my neighbors could see me, they're probably laughing. But I got little buds on them.
Oh, yeah.
I had to replace a couple of from our orchard that didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And Anna apples already have little tiny buds coming on them.
They will. So basically, your deciduous trees go dormant in the wintertime, and then they get dug up at the grower, and they get shipped to us as bare roots. So I just supply them to people that way. It's easier, and I say it's the best way to do it because it's a dormant tree. You come and pick it up from me. You put it in the ground and plant it while it's still dormant, and then it breaks bud where you're, you know, where it's going to live the rest of its life.
Now, if there was one or two that hadn't gotten in the ground yet 2 weeks later, how long is that dormancy before?
It's getting close. It's getting close. You need to get them in the ground.
They're in a wheelbarrow covered with potting soil
now. There you go. So that's called healing in, and that's what we do with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's actually where I got it, because I where these last two are going is in the goat pen right now. So I've got to get the goats moved out. I've got to get it planted. I've got to get a barrier around it and then move it back. So it's taken a couple days to get it all coordinated. But the the pop-up nursery is open today until
3 o'clock.
And then what is the urban farm?
The urban farm is my house. It's a third of an acre near 16th Street and Bethany Home. Periodically, I open it up for tours and classes so that people can actually come and see it. I like to call it an environmental showcase home. So we've got about 80 fruit trees on the property. I've got rainwater and graywater harvesting. I've got three different kinds of solar panels on the roof. The entire landscape is edible, or it supports edibles. I've got chickens in the backyard, which we're going to talk about next month. Basically it's an urban farm, and we grow food. In fact, just about every day, 365 days a year, we're eating something out of the yard.
Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, here on Rosie on the House.